The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Because we always have such bad audio problems.
Most of my time is spent cutting Troy burps and Jeff breathing.
The only time we did that was...
Hey, I'm being conscious of that.
...recorded an entire session.
Hey, I'm not being conscious of that.
No, you're intentionally doing it straight into the...
I'm not intentionally doing it.
You told me you were doing that before.
The only time we had bad audio was when we accidentally recorded you an entire session with a microphone backwards.
Do you not do sound checks?
We did do a sound check, and I was like, it looks fine, let's go. It was really late, and we were just trying to get through that game, and I was like, let's just go.
So what you're saying is, like, you didn't do a sound check, Lucas.
Like, oh, it looks fine.
They did. They just went through the motions. He didn't actually look at it. He said, yep, good. Sounds like a Lucas
fine
thing.
At the time. I started listening to him, and it sounds like he's in a tin can. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
You were using the old mic in the garage?
No.
The literal mic that was in a tin can?
Oh, man.
That was fun stuff. Let's kill things, shall we?
I don't know. We'll see. So you guys are in Luskin still. You've been talking to Grumph. He's pretty much told you you do need to go back to Menzo Barons and get his book. For the audience, we may do a little bit of refreshing because it's been a while.
No. First off, Lucas, I remember what's going on because I'm very excited because now... we get to sneak into Menzo Barenzan, which is going to go incredibly poorly. So I cannot wait to be captured and whipped by drow priestesses with their snake whips, because that's what's going to happen.
That's a thing.
Is it death by snoo-snoo?
There's no snoo-snoo. Lots of death, no snoo-snoo.
I mean, there could be snoo-snoo, but probably not that you'd enjoy.
I'm still in.
Think Dryder with a strap on.
No. I'm still in.
Wait, Lucas is like, it's been a really long time, Jeff. I need details, please.
I just need to be touched.
Even if it's with giant snake dick.
Slap me in the face. Step on my pubes.
I'm not cutting that.
You'll be lucky if you
heard
it.
It's a Family Guy reference, so
yes,
it's fine.
I know. Yeah, he said you should make your way into the city.
Remind me of a name. Who's the mercenary?
Which
Jarlaxle.
Mercenary? Yeah,
Jarlaxle.
Jarlaxle.
You were right. It started with a J. For some reason, I had Z or an X in my head. We were talking about it at work.
Ah, gotcha. Make your way into the city however you plan to. Once you get in, you need to make your way to Narbondel's Shadow, which is an inn. Caters to pretty much everybody. You don't have to be drow. Wait there to be contacted.
Just FYI, for everybody at the table, not that it matters, I do not have my notebook. It is sitting on my desk at home.
It's all right.
I scoured my car today, and I was like, son of a bitch.
I'm sorry, give me just a second.
I don't have notes, and he doesn't have his monster stats, so it's going to be a fun night.
I am pulling up my notes, though.
Your notes are not the same as our notes.
At this point, really... We have to go into Menzo Barenzan. Are we going to... it's not Megther. What's the wizard... Is it in... Where's his spellbook at? Did he tell us that?
It's in
Sorcerer.
Yeah.
Is it in Sorcerer?
It's in Sorcerer in his inner sanctum.
Okay. I don't know if I'd rather break into Sorcerer less or into Bonre's house less. Sorcerer's probably safer.
Well, he has pretty much told you that Jarlaxle can get you into Sorcerer. He gives you each a password. Says, once you're inside, speak the password. You'll have an hour and the guard's spells will not affect you.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes, each of you has a password.
Right.
An individual password.
Oh.
Did we get those? Because I don't remember that at all.
No, I'm building on
this
on
is
this
a
now.
This is a new thing. This is a
that's
now
why
thing,
I'm pulling up
thing.
My
the only
notes.
Password I have is to make my sanctuary thing explode or grow.
He's talking about the tower.
We do have
yeah,
the tower.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Speak friend and enter.
Yeah, and when you get to the really? Inn, look up Kalesa Draga.
Kalesa Draga.
Bless
yep.
you.
Let her know that her presence has been noticed, and she may want to leave town with you guys.
Is that someone out of War of the Spider Queen or no?
No.
Okay. There was a K. There's a K-H. Kel something. I was just curious.
It's been a long time since I read those. Good books.
Good, no.
It's too close to Khaleesi Drago. You ever read Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Was it Narbondel's Shadow?
Narbondel's Shadow is the name of the inn.
Yeah.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
We found out that, what's Caddy's dad's name? I can't remember the name of the dwarf.
Bruner?
Bruner. That Bruner and Caddy both knew about Gromf before we even were set back in.
Yep.
I remember being upset about that.
Yeah, me too. I'm just making sure I was remembering correctly.
Yeah, you found out that they actually put Gromf to work helping control the primordial under Gondgrim.
Right.
So we do this and then go find Baphomet after? Is that the next set, the next idea?
Would you say that was all the name was?
Which one?
Kalesi.
Kalesa Draga.
We just need the diary.
All we need is Gromf's memoirs.
You guys want to go fight Baphomet?
No.
No, we do. I mean, I guess another side mission is the World Engine or whatever it was called.
Would that be a...
It's where we were headed, I thought. That, well, before this.
Gromf did... You spent some time telling Gromf about that.
Yeah, he told us that the whole point of this... Well, the whole point of the spell is not to banish them, but to bring them all together to the same place.
Correct. And he said that going by your description of the World End, or the Maze Engine...
That's the place to do it.
That would be a very effective place to do it. The Maze Engine...
Would set the world right.
Could, yes.
Why are you giggling down there?
Because I said World Engine, and I did it on accident, and he's almost said it twice now.
Well, I was trying to figure out, why the hell am I confusing World Engine?
The Maze Engine.
Yeah.
Love Troy.
It's from Man of Steel.
Okay, got it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yep.
Is Draga a drowned surname?
No, it's not.
Do we get anything from that? All we got was she, so I was just curious if there's anything else. Would I know that as a dwarf surname, a gray dwarf surname?
It's definitely an elf name.
Okay.
Make a history check.
Huh.
A history check or an intelligence check, if you're
just
not proficient.
Just him or across the board?
Anybody but Lucas and Troy.
That's rude.
You guys weren't there. These characters were not there.
So what you're saying is...
Because I can't remember if I mentioned that name before or not, but I'll give it to you either way.
You said history or what?
Intelligence, if you're not proficient in history.
18.
18?
I probably can't beat an 18, but I'll give it a shot. 16.
You probably heard that name tied to the Lord's Alliance.
So we think it's an elf with the Lord's Alliance. What we're guessing.
I can't remember if the Lord's Alliance told you about them.
Because Lord's Alliance didn't tell us shit.
That's what I'm thinking.
They didn't really want to join us.
Because the Order of the Gauntlet and things like that said, we've lost these people. If you see them while you're down there, let us know or bring them back.
Gotcha.
Kalesa Draga would be one of the ones that the Lord's Alliance would have mentioned.
Gotcha. So this is an inn in Minzabaran's inn.
Narbondel's
Shadow is. That's a person that we should talk to while we're in the inn.
Right. So we're to assume that there's an elf free or potentially... Okay. I'm just confused.
Well, that's why I said that's unusual, considering how that if anyone's going to attract the attention of the drow to torture, female elf is pretty high up on the list. Consummate professionalism.
Have I ever been?
Is it possible that she would be like slave labor at an inn?
Maybe, or she's hiding, you know. She could be pretending to be X, Y, or Z. She could be infiltrating. She could, who knows?
Is she the opposite of an albino drow? So she's just like a dark elf?
You know, it's kind of weird, just to throw this out here, because yes, the drow definitely, like, at some point in their history, you know, became the sort of the traditional, like, black skin, white hair that we see now. Mm-hmm. But if you look at some of the early art for, like, Homeland, Sojourn, and Exile, the skin color that they have for Dritzed is dark, purple. But it's not
purplish.
You've got purple, but I've also seen art where it's almost like beige, like a dark brown.
You know, I have seen that. Yes.
It was always weird to me.
It was one artist who did those, and it was a very weird drawing of Dritzed.
It is. It looks nothing like what you would see when he's purple or with the black skin, but it's like, I might have one of them in there, but like, it's one of the older artists, but like, I had to go back because I was like, in one of these books, did Salvatore not like describe the skin color as obsidian, or is Dritzed supposed to have a slightly different skin tone? But like, yeah, he's drawn clearly as like, almost like a dark brown.
Yeah.
So anyway, variations, theoretically, if you're looking at the artwork of the books, do exist.
Mm-hmm.
Canon, I don't think they do.
Have you seen the new Salvatore book that's coming out?
I have not, but I have heard that, because I think it's tied into Baldur's Gate 3.
Which comes out next week, by the way.
Dated.
20 days early. And it's entirely cooperative, like Div 2.
Yeah,
nice.
Co-op and cross-platform play.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many players it is.
4, I believe.
We'll figure that out. I'll be on my Xbox playing it.
But anyway, I was actually talking to somebody at the comic book shop about this last night, because he's starting to write the daughter of Dritzed and Caterbury, apparently, is where he's headed next, which I think is a character in Baldur's Gate 3.
Really?
Yes.
The most recent trilogy is learning about the other drow cities, like, on the surface.
Oh, okay.
And the third book is Dritzed going back to Menza Berenzin to overthrow the Cult of Loth.
Huh.
Because there's been a huge upheaval in the Cult of Loth.
Like you do.
Like they found out that all the Driders that have ever been created and killed and things like that, Loth had all of them. And when they invaded Gontalgrim, she sent them all back.
Huh.
And then they all woke up and became free. And
interesting.
It's been very interesting. I've been waiting for this trilogy to finish so that I could read it all at once.
Was the Spirit Guardian destroyed?
The Shield Guardian?
The Shield Guardian. I can't remember.
I don't think so. You took over the Shield Guardian, right?
I did.
I don't think it was destroyed.
I don't think so.
There was something that beat the living shit out of it, but I don't remember what it was.
Was it these werewolf-looking things? The trolls or minotaurs we fought, maybe?
It was Chump blocking a lot of damage for us recently.
Yeah.
I know it got close, but I don't think it was killed.
Didn't it write it down. It like dropped down a pit or something, didn't it?
Oh, that was long before. It survived that.
I can't.
Yeah, that was when you killed me the first time.
Yeah, that was when my character was found.
Yeah, it went down. It fell off of the beholder down the pit.
Yeah,
but it just didn't die. Yeah.
No, I thought there was something after that, but I could be very wrong.
I thought it
has been a while.
The last we major fought the, fight I remember were minotaurs.
Yeah, we fought minotaurs.
You also fought the cannibals.
Was that not all the same fight?
Yep.
It was like they were running through a hallway, right?
We found the tower that we stayed in.
Mm-hmm.
We got new Troy. We went down. Angels.
You met the gnoll.
Yeah, we had the gnoll.
Yeah.
And he led you around. You ended up in the Filth Riddens.
What was the demon that we fought as we were coming back into Gontalgrim?
Oh, yeah. No, that's where it chump blocked a bunch of shit. We came back in with the... We teleported back into Gontalgrim in, like, some sort of mushroom area, and you came around and started walloping us. They came through the wall. Yeah, that was bad, because you dropped, like, 3 people. Because I ran out into the hallway.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone died, including the show guard.
That was a nasty fight, though.
Because that was the one that had like, the... Like the hornet things kept.
For some reason, I feel like.
Yeah, there were Chasme demons. There was.
Yeah. For some reason, I feel like there was something that destroyed it.
I don't remember.
I do too, but I can't remember for sure.
Anyway,
there was some kind of status effect that killed it when it hit zero because it wouldn't regenerate.
I don't remember. I don't remember it ever hitting zero.
No, I have it down to 23.
So is Jirlaxle going to help us Ocean's 11 this?
Yeah, Bregendareth will contact you at the inn.
Okay, so he's not helping us get to the inn. Once we get to the inn, he's going to get us.
Correct.
Yeah, well, we don't have so we have passes. To get into this inn in Menzoberranzan.
But we have to get into Menzoberranzan first.
Yeah, you've been given away
the difficult part.
You've been given away into the city.
Safely?
Yes, Vizarin has a secret tunnel into the city.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, that's where you sent that guy with all your money who totally didn't disappear with it.
He's also going to go with you, according to Vizarin.
See, the other thing is that we also have to...
not going
to
be a trap at all.
Well, no, Vizarin wants to murder all of Menzoberranzan as part of the spell. Something else we need to consider. So Gromf has given us the password. Jirlaxle has given us the contact. We're not waiting on anything, are we?
Nope.
Besides me taking a pee.
Because he can touch a plant and fuck us off now, right?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah, let me make sure that there wasn't anything else that I needed to tell you.
I don't remember that thing dying at all.
Do you have any magical items that would help us on our quest? No, because, like, I know I chump blocked a whole bunch of stuff, and I went down, and then he healed me, and I think I went down again, and I know that there were, like, two of them that were fucking up Troy. I think Troy was the only one standing at the end of the fight, or pretty close.
Because when my guy went down, I exchanged the base for just the guy that was laying down, because he was no longer attached to the base.
Yeah.
God damn it, I'm sorry, Lucas.
It was convenient for that thing. I should have brought it back with me, but it's sitting on the table. Fuck, I forgot to glue that together.
Snap.
I actually think I'm out of super glue. Unless there's some in the drawer with my miniature stuff.
Where is Narbandel's shadow in terms of Menzoberranzan? I assume it's pretty low down. I assume it's, you know, not obviously one of the stalactites.
No, it's in Eastmere.
Okay. Where are the slave pens at?
Find out when you get there.
Yes.
Well, I know.
He would know.
I'm saying yes, they're everywhere.
Oh.
I meant, isn't there like a giant collection of slave pens or a market or something?
I mean, there's the bazaar.
But there's something lower level where you get a greater mixture of non-drow.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I could pull out my copy of the book and like, yes, that might be it.
It's the slums. I mean, it's drow, it's...
That's why I was curious if Narbandel's shadow was there.
No, it is not.
So it is higher up. Are we concerned about a bunch of non-drow being able to get to Narbandel's shadow?
I mean...
Should we be concerned?
Could be.
All right. Okay, fair.
You can try and do stealth infiltration. You can play the... You're a druid. You have pass without trace that gives you like a plus 20 to stealth.
I mean, technically. Just wild shape into something.
If you're going with Grin, you could play you're his slaves.
Yeah, okay. Well, we can talk about that when we speak to Vizarin and see what he thinks.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if this was something in the slums we could easily access ourselves, or if it was going to be... It sounds like it's going to be a trial to get there.
It's going to be a trek. Okay. Because Eastmere is like... across the city from where you're coming in.
Cool. Now, do we have house badges?
You don't need no stinking badges. Why would non-drow have house badges?
Because I've been trying to take them off of every fucking
corpse
specifically for this.
You have snatched several.
Yeah. There's a reason why.
Jeff. I just didn't know if us presenting house badges would actually go over well.
No.
Sometimes when you infiltrate, it does.
So, but we're not going to be able to just, like, port there. We've got to go through a specific tunnel.
Yeah, right? we can get back to the Hall of Justice with Vizarin and then go from there.
Can you give me a quick refresher on spells and just what can be prepared? Because I know that I've only got a 6th level spell, but can I have more than one 6th level spell prepared?
And I can only... you have two in the barrel, but you can only use one
correct.
Of them?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. then I have one specific spell that's a 6th level spell that I want to have prepared, since I know traveling back to Araj, I mean, if we take a long rest after traveling back to Araj, I can have my 6th level spell back.
Right.
And I don't imagine travel through plants is necessarily, I mean, it wouldn't be a bad thing to have, but.
Apparently I'm glad it's not just me that does it.
No, I apparently had a video ad preloaded, so when I opened it up, it started playing. I was like, oh, okay, I guess I won't fucking check my email.
Wait,
then.
Are you reading your spells?
Swapping some out.
Make sure you read them.
Well, yeah, that's why.
No. He didn't bother reading them. He doesn't even know he can cast them. Those are cleric spells.
Like I got a couple in here that I just haven't used, so I'm going to swap them out. Like, anybody want Dragon's Breath? I can make you breathe fire for one round.
Nah. I'm pretty sure that only works on you.
Now I can slap anybody's back and make it happen.
Really?
Did you read it?
It's on touch.
Yeah. It's also about. Does it say touch creature or touch self?
It just says touch.
Otherwise, if it's touch, self. You can touch other people.
Yeah. Otherwise, it just only with self. Consent.
I don't consent!
Do I have your consent to give you fire?
No!
All right.
Then you get a save.
For all I know, fire is your people's way of saying crabs. All right. Let's fuck off.
Okay.
So, I think that's my job.
Yeah, heading back to Araj, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Unless there's any reason to stop in Gontalgrim, but I don't think that there is.
Not unless you feel like berating Bruner.
That would be the only thing, would be to berate Jeff for 20 or 30 minutes as King Bruner.
We can do that after we win.
You could.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, so...
Or if we die, or if part of the party dies and we have to come back to get more.
That's true. Let's berate him after we're victorious.
So going back to Araj, you go back and you tell Vizarin you're ready to go. You want to go to Menzo Berenson.
Yep.
What are you telling him?
We have some information in terms of getting. You need Gromp's spellbook, correct?
Correct.
We have some information on how we might be able to get our hands on it. But we need to get to Menzo Berenzin.
Right.
We need to get to an inn called Narbandel's Shadow.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Once we get there, we should be able to meet some folks who will help us get in.
Okay. Grin will... My plan is for Grin to go with you.
Okay. Let's say, because Vizarin's not actually going with us.
Oh, God, no. Vizarin's supposed to be dead. Grin will, once you're inside Sorcerer, Grin could be a huge asset to you.
Keep that in mind.
A member of the Council of Spiders.
Really?
Yeah. He's a member. I'm one of the ruler, the lead members. I don't know what they'd call him, but there's a few arch magi. Would that be the word?
Arch magi.
Yeah. That would be in charge of the Council of Spiders.
Mm-hmm.
Have we covered what the Council of Spiders is?
No.
It's a group of males who want to overthrow. Is a secret society.
That he's still technically a part of, even though he's dead?
Yep.
No. Cody Gromf, knows what's up.
Gromf mentioned them, too.
Yeah. Is a Gromf also a part of them?
Yes.
Which is interesting.
And we know that Vizarin's got a thing against Gromf.
He's got a thing against Gromf the same way...
All drow have things against drow.
Competing high-level mages have a thing against other high-level competing mages.
It's a dick-measuring contest.
Yes.
That involves death.
If I have the chance to kill you and take your spot, I'm going to kill you and take your spot.
Would we know it's actually possible for him to take the spot, not being... actually there?
What, for a drow to do cloak and dagger stuff and try and take control? Yeah, that sounds exactly like them.
Okay. I just don't...
They're both manipulating the situation. The question will be, do we trust Vizarin, who has ulterior motives, or do we trust Gromp, who has ulterior motives? Neither one of them is a good choice. Both of them will be doing it to manipulate the situation.
Make me an intelligence check. Anybody can, based on the conversation that you're all having.
Just straight intelligence, or yep. Can we roll something else?
Intelligence.
Can't roll in Arcana?
Nope. This is just basic. Actually, you can do intelligence or insight?
18 insight.
Okay.
15 insight.
So doesn't matter.
16 intelligence.
Cool. Viserion wants to set off a bomb in Menza Berenzin.
Correct.
And sweep in at the end and
take over.
Take over, or at least set up change.
Topple the matriarchy.
Exactly.
So I have a question. How do we get Viserion to not detonate the bomb in Menza Berenzin?
He's planning on having you carry the bomb to place it.
So we just tell him when the bomb is placed?
Yeah.
So how do we keep his number two from telling him where the bomb is at?
Well,
Trogdor suggests
right now you're
him.
not taking it to Maribel.
We gotta get the book
now.
First. You have it's to all a moot point until we get the book.
So that he can create the talisman. And then once he creates the talisman, he's sending
you
out.
Do you have signaling? Or do you fuck? Do you have message? What the hell is
sending?
This? Sending. Do you have sending?
I can have sending. I would ask Viserion if there are any.
The Warforged just broke out flags and.
but he doesn't wave them with his arms. He shoots out other arms from random appendages. Yeah. Like Expector Gadget.
Are there groves of large fungus within Menza Berenzin?
There is, actually. Donnegarten.
Where is that near? Can you put it on the map so we know where to run to get out?
He will pull out a map of Menza Berenzin.
25 words, right?
Yes. I have it memorized.
Can you... Yeah, I'll look it up myself.
What do you need to know?
I want to fuck with Jeff.
Hey, bro.
Already wrote it. 23 words left. Figured.
And end okay. The word bro.
So here's a map of Menza Berenzin.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that from here.
You couldn't see it if it was 2 feet in front of you. Oh, wait, it was.
The West Rift right here?
Yep.
That's where you're coming in.
Okay.
Donnegarten is here.
Fuck. Where's Sorcerer?
Sorcerer is up here.
Okay. So Donnegarten's not an option.
Yes, Sorcerer is right there.
Because it's entirely across the other side.
It's an option. It's going to take a while.
This is basically the slave-run farming community.
Okay. I'm going to bring a... I'm going to make sure that I have... something that I could potentially grow on the spot if need be.
Good idea.
And actually, he will tell you Eastmere is here, but Narbondel's shadow is over here overlooking the Claw Rift.
Okay. So we're going to have to cross, like, almost all of Menza Berenzin just to get to
a lot of it.
Yeah.
We need a map this size of that.
I meant to print one out, and that printer's been down. I should have just taken it to Staples or something.
Yeah, no worries. So am I sending a message to Grumpf?
I'm going to write this down. You're going to put it in your book. We're not going to talk about it now. But I've had a genius idea for the future that I do not want to forget because I want to pull this out on Jeff later.
Okay. And by put it down in my book, where am I putting that?
I'm going to hand you this piece of paper.
I don't have a book to put it in, but that's fine. We'll figure it out.
Your book.
You're literally
arms.
Got your elbow
oh,
on the book.
Oh, you mean like, okay. I thought you meant like put it in my notes.
No, I mean in your book where your character sheet is.
That's right? Fine.
I don't know why I fucking try. Okay, well, Cody writes his note. I'm
no,
gonna go.
Yeah,
I'm...
You can keep going. This note is only if we make it past the Menza Berenzin part, so.
We have to survive first. This is the hey bro note in his breast pocket that we have to mail out.
Make sure you write out the phonetic accent as you prefer.
Yeah.
He's just trying to read it over your shoulder.
Kira lost her accent when
get
we returned to this
get out
game.
Of here.
Shoot.
He's going to fuck me and not let me do this. No problem. But I think this is something that I would like to try.
You're going to have me send a message to
the I have to rewrite it because I put hey bro at the front. It limits the number of words I can use.
2, 5, 6, 5. So we're good?
There you go.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What's it say?
To Elminster. Hey, bro. We can stop the demon invasion by summoning all the lords to one place, per 2 drow wizards. Need a good location. Thoughts? ?
But so, don't we want to take it to the maze engine?
That's what Grumpf said. The thing is that...
Do I know Elminster well enough to be able to send this?
We met him. We spoke to him.
Yeah.
So, if we're going to put this up, Grumpf is like fucking Saruman.
Yeah.
Like, Elminster is Gandalf.
Yeah.
He introduced it because he thought it would be funny to me. So now I want you to put that in your book because we can then ask him later, hey, this drow said this. This drow said this. We're too fucking dumb as a party to think of a better third place. Hey, NPC, what are your thoughts?
Did we meet him in the library?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like I said, he's the motherfucking Gandalf of Forgotten Realms.
I'm the motherfucking Gandalf.
Isn't he the one that's referenced in the movie too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Several of them are actually.
But he's the ancestor.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. I liked it.
I know. I thought about watching it again just the other day, but.
All right, your job is to look at me and
what
just
did
say
I,
now.
What did I watch anyways? Oh, I've been watching The Righteous Gemstones.
I've heard really good things on that show.
It's hilarious, but I expected it to be like more of a flat out comedy. It's freaking dark.
What is it?
It's about a family of preachers and like one of, like mega church type preachers. Yeah,
we were talking about fantasy stuff, and I'm like, is this some sort of fantasy thing? And no. Then I'm like, no, that's a non sequitur. Okay,
third level cleric.
Okay, so I've watched an episode. Is it good? I thought it was the first episode.
I have really seeded good. That, Jeff.
A lot of boobies.
Okay,
that's fair. The last. Yakuza
I want you to have time to react, but not too much time to react.
Okay,
if we survive. So yeah, let's get. What's his name? Not Viserion, the other one.
Grin.
Is Grin an archmage as well, then?
No. He is a mage, but he is not on that level.
It's not Tokyo Ghost, but something like that.
It's not unheard of for mages to have slaves outside of...
Viserion officially calls him an apprentice.
Okay.
No. He meant if we were to disguise ourselves apprentice. As slaves.
Oh, no. That wouldn't be out of line. But it'll require Grin to pull it off.
Because we will be essentially probably be completely unarmored and unarmed and unshackled.
Not necessarily, no.
He could have bodyguards, I guess.
Yes.
Trogdor would probably make a good bodyguard.
Would be probably maybe the least suspicious.
Yeah, I don't know necessarily that I would pull it off. I don't know if they would do female bodyguards.
I mean, you're not like you're wearing armor.
It's true.
Can
or me.
Devere like do like disguise self?
He could, but it's going to take days to get there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Well, and also the thing is that you're going to have some drow expect magic, so they're constantly looking for magic. So if we fuck around, we might find out. Yeah, probably the simplest disguise would be the easiest, which is bodyguard, three slaves, and drow master. Okay.
What are you again, Lucas?
Tabaxi.
No, that was.
Oh, that's right.
That was the last one. I am an Eladrin.
Oh, that's right. You're some other sort of emo elf.
No. A seasonal elf.
Same thing.
Seasonal depression.
Just saying.
I can actually change my season during sleep. I just never have.
Because you've not played it that way yet.
It wasn't any need. I don't use that power that often.
Just never played that before.
It has to do with when you bamf, there's like a thing that goes off.
Let's do that then.
Okay.
Did you ever come back with any of our specialty items? I can't remember. Actually, yes.
We did.
My armor class is higher. Never mind.
Okay. We'll tell them that we're going to Narbundel's Shadow.
Yeah, once you're hanging out with Grin, he will tell you that you're lucky you got what you got because the bazaar is trashed.
Really?
Demogorgon walked right through it. It's still not back together.
Demogorgon? Okay.
I mean, do either of them have a better idea than us walking through as...
No, if that...
Bodyguard and slaves?
If that's where you're going, that's where you're going. Grin can help out once you get into Sorcerer, but...
I mean, either way, we got to walk through Minza Brands and to get to either the inn or Sorcerer, so...
Mm-hmm.
Well, once we talk to Bregendareth, it'll be different.
Okay.
They're going to be... They'll have a much better plan than this one, theoretically. How are we walking? Are we using magic to get there? What's this path that he's got, this passage?
Yeah, it's a magically crafted passage through the stone.
And where do we end up specifically? Like, are we going to end up, like, in a blind alley? Do we end up...
You enter through the West Rift.
Okay. We get a cart, put the stuff on a cart, have a couple of us push it, one of us chained to it, bodyguard beside it. He could ride in it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with that. That seems fairly innocuous.
Okay, I forget how many days it takes to get from point A to point B, but I mean, it's a safe path. If there's anything you want to discuss with Grin along the way, if there's anything that you guys need to figure out yourselves, now is your time to do that. Otherwise, we're going to skip forward to once you get there.
Grin, what's the plan to get out?
We've kind of left that open because I'm not sure what the state of things are going to be when we're headed out.
You're
going to
plan a cave shroom and we're all going to get out?
All right, that's a backup plan. And maybe that's our plan A. I don't necessarily want that to be plan A for everybody included in this.
No, I understand. Tradition. I would say that Bregan D'Aerith is going to be better for the infiltration and exfiltration, I would imagine. We'll see what they have, but that would be my suggestion. This is the type of shit that they do.
In general, how intelligent is the common drow?
The common drow?
Yeah.
Drow traditionally have a +2 intelligence.
Okay.
I would say maybe slightly more than common.
I'm just making sure that I've got the spell slots.
Actually, in 5th edition, I don't think they do. I think it's just dex and charisma. Before, it was dex, intelligence, and charisma. So.
Dose.
2/3 and a 6th.
Okay.
To get out and also potentially do your plan depending on how much time we have. Or how much time?
The plan, that plan is still in the future.
Okay.
Just
so 1/3 and 1/6.
Yeah. We have to survive first. Once we survive, then maybe we execute that plan. You're the key, though.
You're the key master.
Okay. 1/3, 1/6, and 2 actions.
Grin will tell you that going into Source Air, we've got about a 50-50 shot of any mage that we meet in there is going to be on our side.
Oh.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Like, he'll give you a hand signal or a passphrase or something like
That's funny, the drow do that too.
So weird. He was a drow.
That you can let the other members of the council know that you are there with them.
And what happens if we run into one that's not on the side?
You kill him.
Figure it out.
Pretty simple answer.
Well,
figure it out.
The thing is, going into Menza Baron's End or into Sorcera, if you're going to kill somebody, you better do it quick and quiet.
Okay.
Because we do not want to draw any attention to ourselves if we do not have to.
Bullets.
So not a fireball then?
Fire's not out of place in Menza Baron's End, but it's a huge dark cavern. There's some light, but if somebody sets off a fireball, everybody sees it.
That makes sense.
So no sunbeam. Got it.
So you can't light up your thing, your glaive.
Thanks for that, Lucas.
I mean, you can.
Yeah, you can.
It's possible. You just probably shouldn't.
Just remember I can reincarnate you, twat. Huh? So just remember I can reincarnate you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where were you last game?
Plot twist, it was him.
Aha!
Okay. Let's get to Le Bar, unless anyone else has any other questions.
Just grab a pint and wait for it all to blow over.
I did not shake that up.
You gotta shake it like a Polaroid picture, Jeff.
That's hard to do with a water bottle.
Sounds like you're not trying hard enough.
No, I don't want to damage your mic.
Start swinging it around. Shit just flies everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys are ready. You're all good. No more questions. No more talk. No more planning. No more
fuck planning.
Anything like that.
Adventure.
Sweet. You guys, after a few days of travel, you guys emerge out of this tunnel.
Lucas, did you fix your spells? I'm just checking.
I swapped a couple out.
Okay. Making sure he was done. You know you have to prepare them, right? Yeah. Don't wave your spell book at me. There's like 80 cards in there. It doesn't work that way.
I move the ones that are prepped to the front.
All right.
Sure you're good.
I just don't trust my spellcaster. That's all.
I don't either. I added hold person. Does that help?
I don't know. It depends on what you're casting on.
I got whole person and whole monster prepped.
See? That's planning.
See?
Like, can you cast both of them?
Not at the same time.
That's shockingly more than I expected out of you.
Do you know why you can't do it at the same time?
It's concentration.
Oh, man. Coming up in the world.
That's what the big C on the side of the card is for.
God damn it.
You got something to say?
It's weird. I always thought Jeff. It stood for cunty wizard.
Does it?
This is...
Oh, weird. It does.
So you guys emerge from this tunnel. Through a cut door in the stone, and the ground just cuts off in front of you.
And we die. End of game, guys.
It opens out into the side of a giant rift in the ground. You look up, and you're about 60 feet down from the surface of this chasm, and you can see a small lip come out from the door, and a set of stairs go up the side.
I didn't think when you meant in the Great Rift, you meant in the Great Rift.
That's literally what we said.
There's a joke in here about Jehovah begins with an I, but I'm just going to climb the fucking ladder.
Yep, there's totally a hidden bridge there. Roll out onto it.
Jump!
It's a leap of faith, man.
Climbing up? What other options are there?
Who's going first?
What's going second?
Well, I assume Grimm's going first because he would have been leading us. I don't assume that there's a lot of... Is there a platform here where we can, like, move around each other and decide without falling to our death?
No, there is a single-file pathway. So somebody's going first.
I would vote Grin and then Trogdor and then the three of us.
Do you need us to put us in a line on the thing? Is that
nope.
What you're trying to get at? Okay.
Nope. He just wants to decide who sees what first.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. I'll go third.
Okay.
I don't think it matters.
Grin starts his way up.
I'll go fourth so I can stab Luke's in the ass with something.
Okay.
Light it up.
I guess I'll go second so when I fall back down the stairs, I crush him with my shell.
Sweet.
Where's your guardian? Or did we decide whether or not it was alive?
He's next to me. Two bodyguards.
Cool.
Okay.
Is somebody other than you able to store a spell in that thing?
I don't know. You fucking had him forever.
Nobody else was willing to try to put a spell in it besides me.
I think it has to be the person who's wearing the amulet.
That would make sense, but...
I could be wrong.
Give me the amulet back.
What kind of spell you want to put in it?
Not one I want Jeff to know that's in it.
Oh, that makes sense.
But it would be a 6-level spell.
Yes, it has to be the person who's wearing the amulet.
You good?
I mean, yes or no.
Okay.
Just make sure my last recording's a good one, Jeff.
Okay. Grin makes his way up to the surface, stops, peeks around, heads up.
I would push Trogdor to follow him. And I would follow after.
I'd push you to follow him. Push me.
Deck safe.
Huh? Fireball.
Is it an actual deck save or are you just being a twat?
I'm just being a twat.
I assumed.
Unless you guys are really going to start a shoving match on this little platform.
No. It'd be fun.
He was just looking down at his phone, so I was saying, pushing him along.
Do you want to wear the amulet to put something in there?
I mean, I could.
Or do you want to tell me?
I literally asked you guys three times before we got to this point if there's any more planning you want to do.
Have you ever played a game with us?
Yep, I have, and that's why I made sure and asked.
Yeah, we can still do it now.
No.
I mean, I already know what it is.
To take it a tune?
Right, but if he's going to cast a spell in it now, he's going to burn a spell slot walking in here.
That's true.
I can't burn a 6-level spell slot. It's our escape route. So.
Okay.
So, you get up to the surface level. You see the surface level above this giant rift into the wall.
Correct.
Yep.
Well, into the floor and into the wall. You see on your right a massive, dilapidated, what you would think is a high house. Not completely in ruins. It looks like some rebuilding has been going on there.
Markings?
Yes, there are definitely markings.
Can we read them? I was curious what house
Kira?
It is.
No.
Fair enough. Whose house?
Swerve's house.
What are the markings in?
They would be in Drow. A dialect of Elven.
Is that not undercommon?
No.
Okay.
I mean, you can ask Grin about it, but you're going to be...
slowing the movement.
Not even slowing the movement.
Asking questions that slaves shouldn't be asking.
Exactly.
How alike Elven would it be?
I would give you an intelligence check to understand it.
Probably not.
Okay. Yeah, I'm honestly not even sure how the symbols would work if you could spell things out phonetically or what.
Like, that looks like a T, sort of. All right, shutting my mouth.
Now, see...
slapping the gear.
If Mulvaeus was still here, he'd know it, but...
but you killed him on a wrong technicality.
Yeah, I know. I'm a dick. beyond the house... beyond this... that. Huh?
Nothing?
Okay.
I'm talking to you.
Beyond this dilapidated house, you see a massive forest, a fungus forest covered in webs. Beyond that, you see a massive pillar going up to the ceiling. A bright red glow about halfway down.
Okay.
I'm not asking questions. I'm a good slave. I'm schlepping stuff in my pack.
We're all part of a party. Fucking play the game.
No, he told me not to ask questions.
I mean, at this point, you guys are on.
And pop.
Woe is me. My life is so tragic under my drow suppressors.
Yeah, I mean, everybody give me a group charisma check.
I sing a song.
A group deception check.
Oh, no.
Is that one person rolling or all of us rolling?
That's all of us rolling, including Grin.
20.
Tell you one thing, giant fighter barbarians are really good at.
I think we've got a problem, guys.
Only half of you need to pass.
I rolled a 10.
It's not on this side of the table. I got a 2.
I also rolled a 2.
Is that with your charisma?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Charisma is my dump stat.
You have a thing that lets people reroll stuff?
He can add to skill checks.
Oh, you can add to skill checks. Yeah. That's what it is.
Okay.
Adding to a 2 is not going to do much.
Nope.
I rolled a 10.
You rolled a 10? Is that with your charisma?
With charisma or deception?
Yes. Well,
charisma is deception.
Yes. Sorry. Well, earlier you said charisma check, and then you said deception, sweet. And I got confused.
Oh, you actually have a plus to charisma?
Sweet.
What'd you roll, Troy?
So are you setting up the whole wagon?
Oh, yeah, no. 100%.
Okay.
Probably, since I'm trying to be innocuous, I'm probably literally, woe is me.
You could flash a genius Lucas and maybe he'll actually pass. Because I imagine a 10's not passing.
With my rolled 1, I'm probably singing a dwarven song of freedom.
What did the other dude roll?
He seems to be pulling it off.
Oh. Troy's looking something up.
I just imagine Kira is just too outspoken for this to work.
I imagine, like, Ertland, like, mutters to himself, like, his own thoughts.
Gotta keep calm.
That's part of
why. Don't give away the plan. Don't let him know you're infiltrating.
Ertland, you know this isn't your thing. You just gotta try your best. You can do it, buddy. Come on. You know? Just mutter spells out loud and think about them. They'll keep your mind at ease.
So, yeah, I would add 5 to your roll.
I think Kira's singing... 15.
Sweet.
A classic dwarven song.
Yeah.
Diggy, diggy hole. Diggy,
damn it,
diggy
I knew
hole.
It was coming.
I am a dwarf and I'm digging a hole. Like, what the fuck?
It's madness. Madness. Too much fairs, Rose.
Okay. Sweet. Okay. You guys start making your way through the city. Your charisma check's decent. You had 3 passes, so that's enough to get by. You're not actively drawing attention to yourself.
Diggy, diggy. Oh.
Okay.
Eventually.
Pushing the shit out of this cart, Jeff.
You cross into what Grin will tell you is Westfall.
Okay.
It's mostly residential. A little bit higher than the slums, but not high end. you come across what looks like it's a drow beating a slave. There's other slaves standing around laughing. This is what you see going on.
Ertland particularly watches Kira because he's like ready to grab her.
Are we rolling on or are we reacting?
I don't see how Kira doesn't react. I don't know if Kira can restrain herself, but I suppose she will try.
Make a wisdom save.
I'm real good at those, Jeff. A 19.
I need to check some.
Pretty good. You can hold it together if you want to.
I don't want to have to use my whole person on you.
Yeah.
As a slave, you shouldn't be casting spells. So, also, just a thought.
Also.
Lucas goes, wizard! See, guys, I prevented him from outing us.
You dumbass!
I'm not happy about it, but I suppose I will keep myself in check.
Okay.
There are greater things going on here that we have to accomplish.
As you pass, you notice that it is a female dwarf, and as you're pulling away, you see the other slaves pick her up and go to toss her into the rift.
Ooh.
There she goes.
You dick. Okay.
Rolling on. What's everybody's passive perceptions? Just...
Oh, wait, no. You're never mind. I was going to say 17. 20, but you're not Malvaeus anymore.
17.
17.
15.
16.
Okay.
Because it's 10 plus, right? Yeah.
10 plus your wisdom modifier?
10 plus the skill modifier.
Mm.
So it's as if you rolled a 10 on a perception check.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's on here. I'm just don't know see where it is. On Dave's sheet.
I am definitely like, I have a Probably spell is. Ready to go in case I need to use it. In case somebody from the group acts out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
As you're crossing through the edge of Westfall, you see, ahead of you, you see the remains of the bazaar.
How bizarre?
Pretty bizarre.
A bazaar?
It is, actually, because it's deserted. I mean, you can see, like, a full swath of destruction through the center of it. Something walked through here and shredded it.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes.